Unlimited Accessible Marketing Guide, Audio Version, Part 3, Social Media. We cannot control external websites' commitment to accessibility, but we can flag if a site is not accessible, and this feedback can contribute to a change in platforms taking steps towards better accessibility. Facebook. Facebook automatically generates alt text for images, but you may wish to edit this to provide a better description of the image. Facebook have a guide on how to edit alt text. You can search for "How do I edit the alternative text for a photo on Facebook?" If you're uploading videos via the Facebook video platform, you can supply captions. This is important for accessibility, but also because many people use social media without sound turned on, so captions makes content accessible to a broader audience. You can search "How do I add or remove captions on my video on Facebook?" for a Facebook guide on how to do this. Twitter. Use the alt text option to briefly describe your image. Avoid whole tweets or sentences written in capital letters. Make sure images used are additional and not integral to your tweets. For example, a photo of a previous performance when promoting a new one is fine, but not an e-flyer containing the text information. Some emojis are fine, but too many aren't good for screen readers. The first letter in each word of a hashtag should be capitalized, so a screen reader can differentiate the words and it is easier to read. For example, hashtag accessible with a capital A, marketing with a capital M, guide with a capital G. Instagram. Use the alt text caption to briefly describe your image. Do not caption everything in uppercase. This is harder to read generally, and also harder for a screen reader to read. Make sure you have captions for your video content. This should be budgeted in at the start of commissioning film content, and it is much easier to do this at the point of editing rather than retrospectively. There are a few apps that automatically transcribe what you say, like Clip-O-Matic for iPhone and AutoCap for Android. You can also do this by overlaying text on Instagram stories, typing out what you say, or by writing in the description of a main feed post. For Instagram stories, avoid cursive fonts. Those are fonts with a joined-up handwriting style. And avoid writing in all capital letters. Sentence case is best. Avoid using text speak in Instagram stories for screen readers. If you are posting an existing film file which is not captioned, then you should write the transcript in the description of the video. Some emojis are fine, but too many aren't good for screen readers. The first letter in each word of a hashtag should be capitalized, so a screen reader can differentiate the words, and it is also easier to read. For example, hashtag cards with a capital C, for with a capital F, inclusion with a capital I. YouTube. Create both a captioned version and an audio described version of your film content if you can. You will need to budget more for this and should use an experienced audio describer. You can find examples of audio described films on Unlimited's YouTube channel. This can be found at youtube.com/user/unlimitedonfilm. You can also create a BSL version for BSL users by sending your videos to a BSL interpretation service. You can also find examples of BSL interpreted films on Unlimited's YouTube channel. If budgets are really tight, YouTube does provide its own subtitle option. Turn this on and check they make sense. They are often wrong, and edit. YouTube also gives you the option to transcribe your own captions. The simplest option is to provide a transcript of your video as an alternative. This can be auto-generated using online software or typed out as you listen to it. Please do get in touch via info@unlimited.org.uk if you have any questions, suggestions, or additions to this guide. This is a live document and we want to keep it as up to date as possible.